Welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, a speaker, and the best-selling author of the book U-Turn. Get unstuck, discover your direction, design your dream career. I wrote the U-Turn book, and I created this podcast to help you reconnect to who you truly are. And that is why every single week I bring on a guest with tools to really help you long-term upgrading your confidence, both in your work life and in your love life. And I'm also so grateful to say that this episode has been sponsored in part by our friends over at Soul CBD. They create the highest quality CBD on the market, and it's this trust I have with their brand that has led me to use their products every single day. Everything they make is organically farmed, gluten-free, with absolutely no THC in it. And today, I want to tell you about one of their game-changer products that probably everyone needs, especially when they're having a stressful week and they're on the go, and it's called Soul CBD's Dream CBD Capsules. Each capsule has 25 milligrams of pure CBD and 2.5 milligrams of melatonin. So whenever I travel to a different time zone, these are what allow me to get past the jet lag. I simply take one every night of my travels, about 30 minutes before bed, and it pretty much guarantees me to be able to sleep through the night. And after 4 to 5 nights traveling and taking them every night, I'm officially on the new time zone. I also take a Dream CBD capsule the night before a really big or important workday, like if I have a meeting that really matters, a speaking engagement that might be keeping me up in my thoughts all night. What I love about the Dream CBD capsules the most is that I never wake up groggy the next day. I'm refreshed. CBD and melatonin truly go together like peanut butter and jelly. So to get your Dream CBD capsules now and to be on to better sleeps, head on over to ashleystahl.com/soul and make sure you use the code U-Turn at checkout for 15% off your order. That's ashleystahl.com/soul and use the code U-Turn. YOUTURN at checkout. Now let's get into this week's episode.
Mike's gone through his fair share of pain, but I've had excruciating cramps for the women listening. Blacking out on the floor, puking, wanting to be dead, wondering if this is what it's like when you give birth, because if so, I'm going to adopt. Because it's really scary. It's a scary moment to be in because it really tests your strength as a woman, because you don't know what to do, and I'm against medication. So for me, it's like this constant struggle. So what I've realized is high dosages of CBD, and they're still testing it a bit because it's difficult to test with that woman during that time. And we're actually coming out with a product for cramps. So get ready, a little sneak peek. But what they've noticed is it's prostaglandin level. So prostaglandin is your pain receptors in your body. So essentially what CBD is doing is it's bringing those down and it's playing with those prostaglandins. And prostaglandins are what's responsible for feeling dizzy, cramps, wanting to puke, all those feelings that can happen if you have really intense cramps.
U-Turn friends, it's Ash here, and today I'm gonna go nuts because my friend is on the show. I'm so inspired by her brother Mike. So I want to introduce you to Angie Lee. She is the host of the podcast, The Angie Lee Show, which if you haven't listened to it and you're an entrepreneur, you need it. She's writing a book right now. And we've got Mike, who co-founded Soul CBD with her. He's also a professional boxer. Obviously, after punching enough people in the face, he realized he needs CBD to feel better and started a whole company around it. And I have been absolutely addicted to Soul CBD's gummies. Every single night, I'm sleeping better. It's helped my anxiety. And I just realized, you know what? It is time to talk about remedies for anxiety, for sleep, for your well-being, because I think we live in a world, especially in self-help, where we are sometimes ashamed of using things to support ourselves and feeling better, when that can be such an act of self-love to say there is a resource and I get to use it. And so today we're going to talk about all things CBD. Mike, Angie, thank you so much for coming on.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo! Thanks. This party started.
I know. I'm really excited.
Let's get crazy.
Can you guys tell me, like, what got you to start Soul? And you also started it before the CBD craze. And I know how diligent you guys were about finding clean ingredients, doing it right. And there's so much going on in the CBD cannabis industry right now. So yeah, I would love to just kind of hear, like, why did you start this company? And then also, if you guys could tell me anything about what is CBD versus marijuana, like pot versus THC, like what is the whole thing, just for anybody listening?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll jump in. I became introduced to CBD in 2017. As you mentioned, you know, I had a 10-year career as a professional athlete. So obviously my body just went through a lot of damage and I was constantly searching for natural ways to stop inflammation and stop anxiety and pain and all these things that I was naturally having. And so just constantly turning over every single rock and looking for low risk, high reward. And that's how I discovered the power of the hemp plant, power of cannabis, really. And so CBD in particular was something that changed my life drastically. And I'd love to say for Soul CBD, there was like this master plan and everything, but really we just started as like this little side hustle to help people. You know, I told Angie about CBD and how much it helped me with anxiety and just getting through training camps and press conferences and all the things that demanded of me with my career. And for her speaking on stage in front of, you know, her audience and community, she's no stranger to anxiety. And so she started taking it and loving it. And Andrew's the one who was like, let's do this. Let's help people. And we started Soul CBD out of like a little spare bedroom she had. Like in the beginning, we were labeling everything. And, you know, here we are 3 years later and we've helped thousands of people and we've grown, we've educated ourselves, we've educated our customer base. And I'm super grateful for that. But, I'm pretty sure that's how, you know, it all went down, right, Ange?
Yeah. It's funny because that's when we met, Ashley. I feel like Ashley came over to that house a lot and that spare bedroom was the office and Mike, my ex, and sometimes my mom would visit and friends would come by, whoever was helping us out, and they would help to package everything and literally print labels from that bedroom. And yeah, I think we knew it could be something incredible, but I think there was still that hesitation to go all in. But you know, Mike is more, I would say, methodical and strategic about things. And I'm just ready as a lie. Let's just go. You live once, you might as well just throw shit at the wall and see if it works. Mm-hmm. I have a really high tolerance for just throwing money at things and seeing what happens. And so I think us together, I trusted that Mike could keep the ship going. And I think he trusted the fact that we should go and press go. So it's been pretty cool. And Mike is now the brains behind it, really just running it the day to day and really has built the entire team, which is incredible. Because in the beginning it was just a few of us and now we have all these employees and it's a legit thing now.
Yeah.
It's real. It's a business. Yeah. It's not a joke anymore.
I know. I remember when you guys had that spare bedroom and, you know, you're so entrepreneurial and I remember you talking about anxiety and I think a lot of people have anxiety and there's a lot of shame around taking medication when in actuality, some people have a chemical imbalance or some people have tried everything, talk therapy, meditation, and maybe they haven't yet tried CBD. And I don't know if I told you this, but my first experience of CBD was before Soul CBD launched. I had like a very stressful speaking engagement or something. And I remember thinking, the night before, like, let me try this CBD thing. And I didn't even understand what THC was because I've never really like done anything outside the box like that. So I ended up taking these droppers that somebody gave me. They're like, try the droppers. And it was my anniversary with my partner at the time. And he's like, just have one. And I didn't feel anything. So I had two, three. And then we were driving to the restaurant for our anniversary. And I didn't know what THC was. And suddenly I couldn't lift my head. And I remember sitting in the front seat being like, I can't lift my head. What's going on? And I didn't even know it was the droppers because I didn't even know what I was really taking. And I know you guys don't have any THC in your products. So can you talk to us a little bit about what is CBD? What is THC? When do you turn to what and for why?
Yeah,
that's a great question. I think your experience is pretty common, especially for me, because when I first started taking CBD, unknowingly, I ended up taking full spectrum tinctures, which have THC in it. And especially for me getting drug tested and everything, that was a no-no. So in the way beginning years and years ago, I had to educate myself as well. But THC is a cannabinoid also found in either the hemp plant or the marijuana plant. We source everything from the hemp plant. They virtually are identical in terms of how they look, but hemp is very high in CBD and low in THC, and marijuana is high in THC and low in CBD. So the flip, we go above and beyond and extract this, the THC, the element that'll get you high out of it. So CBD is known as cannabidiol, and it's, and what it does is it affects your endocannabinoid system. It's a natural system that all mammals have. So this stuff even works on dogs, cats. It's pretty incredible. But what it does is it puts your body in homeostasis and your nervous system in homeostasis. And so when CBD is activated on these receptors in your endocannabinoid system, it helps you stay calm. It puts you in that element of homeostasis where you go from parasympathetic and fight or flight freaking out. I'm sorry, sympathetic, fight or flight freaking out, into parasympathetic, which is rest, digest, where your body really heals. And so what's beautiful about CBD is, yes, people know it mostly to help with anxiety, but we're now finding that when you put your body out of sympathetic and into parasympathetic, you end up healing, resting, digesting, your entire body and other ailments end up benefiting and end up healing rather. So it has this kind of incredible trickle down effect, but that's the number one question we get is, will it get me high? And if it's CBD only, no THC, it will not get you high. You'll pass a drug test. You're good to go. So it's important to understand what you're taking and why.
Oh, so helpful. And also, I mean, I'm guessing some people are wondering, like, can I take a bunch of their, you know, Soul CBD's gummies and still drive or go out? Like, can you talk a little bit about, A, why do people take it? Like, what are the reasons that somebody might? And B, like, what will you expect? When does it hit? How long does it take? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll jump into this. And then, Angie, I would love for you to share kind of how you take it. Because what's interesting is everybody's different. And that's really important. So we always tell people to start slow and work their way up. A common dose that people start out in is 15 to 20 milligrams. Whether you get that from a tincture that you do like underneath your tongue sublingually or a gummy, you know, there's a bunch of different delivery mechanisms, but the beauty is there's no toxicity to CBD too. That's really important to know. And why that's so attractive to me is you can't even say that about Tylenol, about ibuprofen. I could walk down the street right now to CVS, go get a bottle of Tylenol, overdose and die. It really helps with anxiety, sleep, and pain. We find that those are kind of the three pain points that all of our products kind of address. So there is no one size fits all, unfortunately. I can't say you have to take 20 milligrams in the morning at 8:32 a.m. and that'll cure this and this. So some people take it, like myself, I'll take it throughout the entire day. I'll take 50 milligrams in the morning, 50 at night. Sometimes I'll take a little bit more at night because I find that whether it's with different sleep ingredients or CBD by itself, I fall asleep faster. Angie loves the gummies. That's probably one of our most popular delivery mechanisms just because it's so tasty. Mm-hmm. So every single person is different in how you take it and why you take it, but it's important that consistency is key, right? So think of it like if you're taking turmeric, for instance, or another anti-inflammatory supplement, if you just take some turmeric 200 milligrams one time, you're not going to cure anything. It's a quick band-aid, if that. So it's important that you let it build up in your system day over day. And that's why we're proud of the gummies too, because it's a pretty easy and tasty ritual that I know, you know, Angie's obsessed with as well.
Yeah. I have them every day now, ever since you guys sent them over. And I've noticed, I actually track my sleep with one of those little kind of ring, you know, rings that tell you your data.
Yeah.
And my sleep has been so much better. And it took me, I would say, like a week of consistently eating the little gummies to say, oh, wow, like I'm really seeing a huge difference. But one question I have is around the oil droppers, which you called them tinctures, which I know some people might not know. That's an oil dropper under your tongue. And you guys have great flavors, you know, watermelon mint and lemon lime and orange and peppermint. But the bottle will say, you know, 1,000 milligrams, 1,500 milligrams. And you were saying that you take like maybe 50 milligrams in the morning. Does that mean that the whole bottle is a total of 1,000 milligrams, or what does that mean?
That's a great question. So we have three strengths, right? And we have a 500 milligram, a 1,000 milligram, and a 1,500 milligram. Generally, when people are talking about strengths of the bottle, that's in the entire bottle.
Okay.
So in a 1,500 milligram bottle, our extra strength one, one full dropper will be 50 milligrams because there's generally 30 servings in there, right? So if you're shopping and looking for something and you see it's 1,000 milligrams, you divide that by 30 and that'll roughly give you what one full dropper will be. So for instance, in that scenario, one full dropper would be 33 milligrams. That tends to be a really good sweet spot too for people. And one of our best sellers is the 1,000 milligrams because one full dropper. And what's nice too about the droppers is if you feel like 33 is a little bit too much or you're not feeling it yet, not enough, like you can do more or less on the dropper. I'm trying to think, Ange, what do you prefer usually to take? Because one thing I will say really quickly is it does depend. Like I'm 205 pounds, adult male. I definitely have more fat on my body than Angie. So I probably need a little bit more, but yeah, and Angie's jacked and strong, but yeah, so it just totally depends. I don't know, Ange, what do you usually like to take?
Yeah, that's so funny because I feel like it's not even a weight or female male thing now. It's like everybody is so different. Like two of our friends that Ashley know are over right now. And it's so funny because last night we did breath work and they said that if they took the 25 milligram gummy, one of them, that would make them too sleepy. So they cut it in half and they split it. And I was like, you guys just take one. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal because they're so sensitive to it. Where me, I'm like, give me a few of the 25. So I took 75 milligrams before I did breath work. I was fine. I didn't fall asleep. So I think your body, depending on where you are in your life with your stress levels that week, maybe women and your hormones, your period, how did you sleep last night? There's so many variables that I don't think we'll ever know based on your body during that day for what it can handle. So I think that you really have to be you have to be intuitive enough to kind of feel out what does my body need today? And then also play with different amounts, knowing that it's not toxic. You can go ahead and play with a higher dosage one day. And if it made you super sleepy, okay, don't do that again. You know, if you didn't want to be super sleepy and it wasn't at night, but I think a lot of people are afraid of it feeling like something that's going to hit them immediately. And I've noticed that it's more of a very subtle feeling, mm-hmm. similar to, a few glasses of, well, depending on how much someone drinks, but a few glasses of wine, it's a subtle feeling of relief. It's a subtle feeling of taking the edge off. Mm-hmm. It's not an abrupt, oh my gosh, now I feel like I'm in an altered state or anything like THC would do. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to fear. And I think that's what's really great about it is breaking the stigma and breaking the fear around taking it. And yeah, changing that conversation because I know a lot of people are still afraid to take a 25 milligram gummy of CBD. And it's like, dude, you drink a cup of coffee today and you had beers last night at a dinner. Those two things, coffee and alcohol, are way more potentially damaging and or brain altering than this. Like the things that you could do on too much caffeine, your heart could race too fast. I mean, there's been people who've died from too much caffeine from pre-workouts and stuff. And then alcohol, we all know, can cause a lot of issues. So it's interesting that we live in a time where it's still seen as alcohol is safer, yet it's really not. Yeah. And it's not better for you. So I think it's really about changing the conversation around what CBD is. But yeah, I'll take the gummies usually on a daily basis. But now what I've been doing is at night, if I'm really stressed or on my period, I take a lot and I'll usually take the tinctures then because they are more potent than the gummy, but I enjoy the experience of the gummy and the ritual of the gummy. So for me, that's just more fun.
Yeah.
Right.
I love what you're sharing. You know, like I feel like it's such a good point. What caffeine, I mean, I think about people going to a bar, you get, and no judgment, but you get, I used to get like a Red Bull vodka and it's like my poor little heart didn't even know whether it should speed up or slow down. Right.
Gosh, yeah. That's probably one of the worst things you could do.
Right. I know. And
it's over. Just don't do it again, Ashley.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I forgive myself.
I'm such a mom.
You are.
Don't do that, Ashley.
Thank you, mom. Hey, U-Turners, for this quick interruption, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our incredible sponsors over at SaneBox, an artificial intelligence-powered email tool that has been a game changer for freeing up my time and boosting my productivity. So with more than
200 to 300 billion emails going out per day and over 7 trillion emails going out each year, it's really no secret that email is kind of slowly killing all of us. In fact, recent data shows that more than half of employees feel like their email is killing them, and another study found that almost 50% of the time that managers spend tending to their inboxes is spent on emails that should have never been sent to them in the first place or didn't even require their answer. This is where SaneBox comes in. With the press of just one magical button, I've been able to say goodbye to all of those time-wasting emails and hello to my sanity and my schedule again. Seriously, everyone needs them. So when you sign up at SaneBox.com/U-turn, that's SaneBox.com/YOUTURN, you'll get 14 days for free and $25 off their super affordable membership if you decide to join and you love it as much as I do. And once you'll do that, you'll be able to easily sign into your current email box. And with a click of the button, you can integrate SaneBox. And I am not very tech savvy, but I've got to admit, this was super easy. And from there, you'll see under your inbox folder and your sent folder, a couple new folder friends. One is going to be called Sane Later, which is pretty much code for spammy emails that you don't need to see. And the other folder you'll see is called the Sane Black Hole, where you can drag and drop emails into both of these folders that you don't want to be subscribed to anymore. Between mailing lists and cold sales emails, I'm at 100 black hole emails per week, such a big time saver, and my Sane Later box that takes all of these other emails I don't really need in my inbox, I check it once a week or so, and I'm always so pleasantly surprised to see over hundreds and hundreds of emails in there that I never needed to even see. The black hole will use artificial intelligence to get to know you and eventually auto-place emails in there to support your productivity. I check it weekly, like I said, and there's really nothing thing I'd have changed. What a gift. It is like a magic trick for your inbox. As I mentioned, head on over now to SaneBox.com/U-turn. That's SaneBox.com/YOUTURN to access 14 days of SaneBox for free, as well as a $25 credit for a serious discount on their super affordable membership. If you're anything like me, you are going to be in love with it. Now let's get back to this week's episode. But here's the thing, like, I have to say what you're sharing about that subtle shift is so true, because I have a very sensitive body. So when I got your gummies, I had one, didn't notice anything, had two. And then like an hour later, I was like, oh, I feel so chilled. I didn't feel checked out. I didn't feel like, you know, glazed over. I just felt relaxed. And it almost felt to me like what a friend would describe when she went on anti-anxiety medication, like it took an edge off. And it was so cool to say to myself, this is a natural thing. And I had a sister who did drugs. And so as a kid, I was terrified of something foreign in my body. And CBD has been such a healing thing for me because I'm getting so much benefit. And I know you guys have a lot of products. There's the gummies for the sweet tooth people. There's the oil dropper, which is so great to throw in your purse or your backpack. And then there's also your dream capsules with melatonin in it, which I love for travel because I'm always on a different time zone. And dream capsules help me get on the time zone. But you talked about a few things. You talked about stress. You talked about sleep, anxiety. You also talked about your period, which I think is super interesting. Why does CBD help with any of those things? What is it doing, especially for your period? That feels like new information for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was also going to touch on what people experience is that they notice when they're not on CBD and they're not consistent with it. So it's, to me, it's a game of building it up in your system. And if there's a week or two where I haven't been taking it and I've been slacking, I'll notice I'm a little bit more agitated and I just feel like my general well-being isn't as high. So And then I think about my routine and my supplements and what I've been doing, and I realize I've been forgetting to take it. So that's a lot of times what people will echo back is, oh, it's weird. I just feel like I can handle life a little bit better. I just feel like I can handle the stress at work a little bit better. And I'm not sure why. Oh, I've been consistently taking one dropper or two droppers a day for the last month. So it's a buildup in your system. And I've been looking into this research a lot between CBD and cramps, because as Mike knows, I've told him a bit, I mean, man, Mike's gone through his fair share of pain, but I've had excruciating cramps for the women listening, blacking out on the floor, puking, wanting to be dead, wondering if this is what it's like when you give birth, because if so, I'm going to adopt because it's really scary. It's a scary moment to be in, because it really tests your strength as a woman because you don't know what to do. And I'm against medication. So for me, it's like this constant struggle. So what I've realized is high dosages of CBD, and they're still testing it a bit because it's difficult to test with that woman on during that time. And we're actually coming out with a product for cramps. So get ready, a little sneak peek. But what they've noticed is it's prostaglandin levels. So prostaglandin is your pain receptors in your body. So essentially what CBD is doing is it's bringing those down and it's playing with those prostaglandins. And prostaglandins are what's responsible for feeling dizzy, cramps, wanting to puke, all of those feelings that can happen if you have really intense cramps. So I'm now just increasing the dosage because I realized before I was just taking a little bit, but I'm realizing if my pain is a 10 out of 10, then I should go ahead and take a bunch, because what's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'll fall asleep. I mean,
yeah,
as long as I'm not in pain, I'm fine with that. So I do encourage women, try that. We've had so many women now tell us, hey, I've been trying this instead of Midol. And that just makes me so happy because listen, here and there, that's great. Use it when you need it. It's your body, it's your life. But to know that God or whoever gave us this beautiful plant that can help us through such a painful thing and a painful experience, and it has no side effects, that makes me feel so good. And it makes me excited about the future of CBD. And we're actually going to be coming out with a PMS gummy with some ingredients added to the gummy that help with cramps and bloating, like magnesium, cramp bark, things like that. So I just know women need this. And I've told Mike, I'm like, this is one of the biggest pain points. And women around the world just walk around with Midol in their purse all day long. And I really pray that we find some solutions to that, you know?
Yeah. I actually was on birth control for like way too long. And yeah. I mean, like you said, it's everybody's body. They make their own choice. In my experience when I was 13, when I got my period for the first time, I had such horrible cramps that I had to go on birth control because the doctor said like, this is the way to make them go away. And when I went off of birth control, my whole body like had an upheaval, and it's been so eye-opening. Like I had cystic acne. I've never had cystic acne. And for 3 weeks, I had these cysts all over my hormones went insane because I was on birth control for so long that my body didn't know how to regulate its own hormones, which if you know anything about hormone health, which I know minimal, what I do know is that if your hormones are messed up, your mind is messed up. Like it really messes with your mind. So, okay. Speaking of the mind and quality, you guys have done a lot. And at this point, Soul CBD is the only CBD company I'm going to trust because I know the industry is crazy. Yeah. So, I know Mike, you were kind of talking a little bit about safety, toxicity, like the landscape of the space. What can you share about like CBD, THC, you know, basic marijuana, like if you're smoking a joint, like what are some of the safety things that people maybe aren't considering that you guys have considered? Cause I know you're gluten-free, you're organic and all of the things.
Yeah. We have gluten-free, organic, vegan gummies. And that's a whole nother side of people with their health journey. But I think unfortunately, in this industry, it is kind of up and coming. So it tends to be the wild, wild west. And you have a lot of bad actors out there. Like they recently did a study last year where they found that 72% of the companies that they tested for did not have the levels of CBD in there that they said they did. They had levels of pesticide, heavy metals. So when I say that because as a consumer, you should know what you're putting in your body and you should trust the companies that do that. And yes, we are one of them. And there are other companies that do this, but very few, unfortunately, because it costs more money and more time. And what we do is we do double blind. We do third party lab testing with every single one of our products. And that's important because we have what's known as certificates of analysis. It's called COAs right on our website. So whatever product you want, you can click on the COA and you can see exactly what's in there. You can see the level of CBD. You can see that there's no heavy metals. There's no pesticides used. It was organically farmed. All that information is in there. And that's so important because especially now to cut corners and circumvent the law and circumvent paying higher prices, a lot of companies are sourcing from China where they don't have as strict regulations and they're spraying their hemp and marijuana plants with pesticides and they're using ingredients that have metals and toxicity in it. So, you know, I could rant on and on all day, but it's so important that you read the labels and that you know what's in there. And so Angie and I are so proud that we spend the money and the time to do these third-party lab tests because that way we know, you know, my mom takes it, my dad, our friends, our family, like I can hand you a bottle of gummies and feel proud and safe about what I'm handing you.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how much we find out later down the line about brands that have toxic elements that are making people sick? And it's like a short-term versus a long-term capitalistic game. And it's so great that you guys are doing that. Have you ever thought about expanding into THC? What was it about the decision not to? I asked my doctor about CBD and he said, have all the CBD you want. It's so great for you. Don't have THC. It can kind of dysregulate you a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, you know, he said it wasn't a horrible thing. It's just be aware of it. So yeah, I'm curious if you're expanding into that, why you chose not to, and I don't know, like how you came up with the vision of what you are offering.
But I think I chose not to in the beginning because I was getting drug tested every single fight. So that was huge. And then Angie and I just weren't smokers to begin with. I mean, I've since retired and I could smoke and have as much THC as I want. And I generally don't. I don't feel well in it, but I don't want to demonize THC. I have a lot of friends, whether they're athletes or not, who have used THC to help with whether it's PTSD, guys who are in the military, or pain from, you know, surgeries or athletics or anything. So THC does have its place. But having said that, the other cannabinoids and terpenes are much safer for you. I think, you know, for instance, you don't want THC for a young developing brain. You know, I think the brain stops developing and fully in its mid-20s. But THC can disrupt that. In fact, Angie just interviewed a world-renowned doctor named Dr. Amen, who is a brain specialist who talked about the dangers of THC and exactly what you're talking about, Ashley, with disrupting hormones and your neurotransmitters and everything. But so, you know, the long story short is for me, I don't want to demonize it. It's not going to be what Soul CBD is about right now, but I think it has helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And and Angie was never really big with, she's baby grandma. She's doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. She's in bed by 9. So it made sense for us to promote a non-THC.
And from the business perspective, for the entrepreneurs listening to who maybe are curious about DTC and what that looks like with legalities in an industry like this, in full transparency, it's a different game. It's a completely different game. When I've asked Mike this question, I'm like, why don't we get into it? Why don't we just have one of the products that is? He's like, it's not that easy. We'd have to literally go get all these certificates. And now we're a THC company. And now with shipping and the borders, and it just gets a lot messier. It's like somebody having a non-alcoholic drink company, sparkling water, and then they add an alcoholic drink. You're now an alcohol company. And so I didn't realize that till Mike gave me that insight. So I think it actually is more complex. And I don't know how like if certain states are still weird about it. It's just, it's a headache that I think you have to, as a business owner, say, do I want to deal with this headache? And I think you should only take headaches on if your passion for it is bigger than the headache. And we just, our passion for THC at this time is not as big as it is for CBD. So it just doesn't make sense. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a whole different world. Like the THC world, its own world, the CBD is its own world. And I feel like they kind of overlap, but they're like totally different worlds.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk to me, Mike.
I think since CBD and the other cannabinoids, CBN, CBG, there's other ones that are popping up that are non-psychoactive. Exactly what Angie said. It is kind of a different category. We consider ourselves, it's more of like a supplement, you know, if that's how you think of it, since it's not psychoactive like THC. But sorry, go ahead, Ash.
Yeah, no, I was also curious. Like, I know that, Mike, you have autoimmune stuff going on and I have Lyme. And so I've been completely in a world of like, what is out there that's nourishing to my body? So I'm curious, like, are you using that for yourself in that way? And I don't know, are you guys hearing from your customers about what transformations may have surprised you or been really awesome, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, well, I mean, the testimonials are awesome and why we do what we do. I mean, Angie has a trillion that she gets DMs, and I get them too, and so does Soul. So that's amazing. We'll dive into that. For the autoimmune issue, I definitely use it. And just being in so much pain and having flare-ups, that's how I got introduced to CBD. What I found from an autoimmune side is anytime that you are stressed, anytime that, once again, back to this sympathetic versus parasympathetic, anytime you're in fight or flight, your inflammation will start to increase. You'll have flare-ups. It's just never good. So it's helped me with the autoimmunity more so because it's a way for me to naturally stay calm. I'm kind of go, go, go. And so it relaxes me, which I think has, as I mentioned, that trickle down effect and helps me with like less flare-ups and calm that kind of inflammation. But yeah, the testimonials are incredible.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I think it being anti-inflammatory is just the most powerful thing. And we are in one of the most inflammatory times we've ever been in through in history, I think, with just everything going on. And so I think it's so healthy to just be on as many anti-inflammatory supplements and foods as you can be on, just to fight that inflammation that we're getting from all these external things in our life and our diet and our food. And also, yeah, testimonials. I would say some of our favorites are, and I'm quoting that the woman said this, because I know, I don't know if we can say this, we'll see, but it's a lot of it is people saying they're giving it to their child who has social anxiety, right? And I remember feeling a lot of that as a kid who had a very hyper brain. I felt a lot of anxiety because my brain was so fast, and I felt like I was the weirdo, you know, at the school play who was like doing backflips while everyone else was like dancing correctly. So I was like, what's wrong with me? So I feel it when these moms will send me these DMs and they'll say, this has helped my daughter so much. You have no idea. My son can now go to school and he's normal, or he's, I don't want to say normal. There's no such thing as normal, but he's interacting in a better way with the other kids. And a lady the other day said her daughter won the dance recital and she's crediting it to Soul. And I was like cracking up because her daughter got first place. So I said it here, maybe the gummies will help you win first place in your dance recital this week.
That's amazing.
You know, trying to figure out the correlation between the gummies and dance moves. I think it's that she was calm, so she felt like she could, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like they say with tennis, right? Like, or any sport, like when you're calm, versus tight and uptight, yeah, you could win. You know, I had this moment like a few months ago. I went to my doctor who's helping me with my Lyme. And I was like, why do we need so many supplements? Like, shouldn't my body's natural pharmacy like handle everything? And she said, unfortunately, no, we're living in one of the most toxic times in history. Like, if you look at the air, it's, you know, you see the LA fog and it's not fog, LA. It's chemicals. Yeah. And then if you know, she said our food has more pesticides than ever, which is kind of mind blowing to think that, you know, we've got farms spraying poison to kill insects. And then we're wondering how we get cancer and all these other things. Yeah. She's saying that there's more toxicity in your body than humans have ever faced. And for that reason, you need support to keep your organs working, because we were not built to take this in. And she was talking about how more than 80% of fatal illness comes from inflammation. And a lot of that comes from toxicity, stress, and so much more. So I know how important this is. Is there anything I haven't asked either of you about CBD that I need to remember to ask you? Otherwise, I'll tell everyone. I'm so excited to have Soul CBD sponsoring the U-Turn podcast. I want to tell everybody how you can get a discount with the U-Turn code and all that kind of stuff. But is there anything else I haven't asked?
Ooh, that's juicy. Yeah, I think just start with a few different things and then see what you like. So trying the gummies, trying the sleep caps, trying the tinctures, see what your body responds to best, and don't be afraid to try it. I think, again, I was fearful 4 years ago, and that's crazy to think about now. So realizing that it is completely safe and knowing that you can see how your body responds to it, but knowing that there's no toxicity level, you've got nothing to lose by trying it. I think it can only help people. So I'm excited for you guys to try it.
Yay.
Yeah. And I think that anytime you have something, you know, as you mentioned, Ashley, there's so much toxicity. So anytime that we can turn towards different supplements, modalities, things that are natural, you know, I think the risk reward is just, it makes sense. It's such low risk, high reward. And so that's what I've tried to do with autoimmune conditions I've been battling for years. And that's what I found benefit in. Not, once again, not demonizing prescription medication if you need it, but I think that, you know, anytime you can find something like CBD or like breath work or like meditation or like things that are that low risk, high reward, it's definitely worth looking into to get a lot of that toxicity, mental and physical, out of your body.
Yeah. You know, we are just living in such a crazy time. And I know that our minds are at their most powerful state when we're calm, you know, like we can tackle the day, think clearly, be innovative, be creative. Anxiety is a full-time job. It takes you out of what you're facing and into the anxiety, you know? And so this stuff is so powerful. And anybody who's listening, their website's mysoulcbd.com, S-O-U-L. And then we also have a link for the U-Turn podcast. It's ashleystahl.com/soul, S-O-U-L. And if you use the code U-Turn at checkout, you get 15% off your order. I can't recommend them enough. If you guys want to try the oil droppers, the gummies, the sleep capsules, the dream capsules, I even give my dog Jupiter your dog treats, and it's been so good. He gets the zoomies at 4 p.m. every day and runs around the house. So
the zoomies.
The zoomies. He's so zoomy. He's so crazy. And these CBD treats have been such a blessing. Like, thank God for them. So thank you both for coming on, supporting the show. Everybody, I can't wait to hear in my DMs what you experienced. Like I said, it took me about a week to see a real shift. It's so great. And I'm really excited for everybody to try it. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on. And yeah, any questions you guys have, you can say hi to us on Instagram at Official Mike Lee and at Angie Lee Show. And we're an open book. DM us any questions. We're here to help you and support you. And we know that it can feel overwhelming at first. I mean, health and wellness is such an overwhelming thing. So we're here to support you.
Woohoo.
Hey U-Turners, this episode is sponsored in part by our friends over at Organifi. And just for a second, I want to tell you about yet another one of my absolute favorite products they have. It's their gold powder. This golden powder tastes like the holidays. It's a nice, cinnamony, comforting taste, packed with ingredients like turmeric, ginger, reishi mushrooms, which help you chill out, lemon balm, prebiotics, which are so necessary for your gut health, and even some magnesium, which can be so helpful for a better sleep. As soon as the afternoon slump tempts me, I like to pour myself some nut milk with gold powder into my favorite mug, and that is just the best way I can take care of myself instead of having another cup of coffee. And its superfood blends just make it so easy for me to add more variety and nutrition into my day. So if you'd like to give the gold powder a try over at Organifi, I can't recommend it enough. Head on over to Organifi.com/U-turn. That's Organifi.com/YOUTURN. And make sure you use that U-turn checkout code for 20% off. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's episode.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.